So we were up to the Kasher Nekusa. The Kasher Nekusa. Kasher Nekusa Derekenu. The Nakira Iza Avonis Hemi Karma Gring Larikas Gulusenu. Imsaim Harbe. In truth. Akeda Lashon Hu Alkulo. Make comment on him. If a person examines his ways and he wants to see what averas are causing, the main major averas are causing us to be in galus longer. So there's many different factors, many different averas. But the hate of lush of one's tongue is above all. One of the reasons or proofs for this is because it was the Gemara in Yerushalmi over there, but in Yuma, clearly stated that this was the reason why we were exiled. In pain, kol kama shloi nirlo takinza fate eif tuko lios gula. So throughout the time that we're not going to fix this fate, so then how is the gula going to come? Kevin tza fate pogam kol kach shaydi zegalini maratzino al akas kama kama sheinu manachinu lavel aratzino. Since this fate is so detrimental to us, and it caused us to even be exiled from our land, so then for sure, all the more so, it won't. This is what's going to prevent us and won't allow us to go back to our lands. Vod halo yaduahu shenigzar aleinu galus mikvar meis meis meragim. Galus was already on Klai Yisrael during the times of meragim when they spoke lashon hara. K'mosh kazuva there in Tehillim kuvav vayisa yado lahem lahapoloisam. Hashem allowed that to be. Vagoyim ulazaroisam barotzus. Why says Rashi in the Ramban over there in Parshas Shlach? Chayda meragim halo haya avin lashon hara. Modi used to be Erechen over there in Tezavav Manal. In Cain, Anu Mufrachim, the talking said, hey, Kadima Gula. There's no other way. We are forced to fix this fate before the Gula. If you want Mashiach, we want Mashiach now, it's learn Chavetz Chaim every day. Vay Nimsim Kor Shavan Zeh Garim Shu Yisrael Nirdim Ferah. This Avera, aside for losing the base of Mikdash, getting kicked out of Klai Yisrael, it was always the source for why we had to work very hard in slavery in Egypt. See Rashi, he says it's based off, they realize it's because of the Lashon Hara that was spoken. Says Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ilam Haza, Aydei Shahaya Lashon Hara B'neichem, Silakti Shechina B'neichem. Because of Lashon Hara, Hashem said that he took away the Shechina. Avlasi Lavo, and we'll get it back. Void Mikham Mufarsh Parshas Zoysa Baruch Hu, says Vahi Bishurin Mela. Yisasi Rashi Am, Yachad Shif Tezrael, Pirish Rashi over there, and it's based off of Sifri, Shei Masai Hu Melech Bishurim. When is Hashem Melech Bishurim? So he's present on us, and he's, and what he wants will be how the world will be ran. Davka, more so, Davka Kishayim Bi Yachad Shif Tezrael, Avlo Agudas Agudas. It's only when Klai Sol is with Akdas, they're not in groups. V'yadua D'Davrezeh Rago Lovo Ade Lashon Hara. And people become separate because of Lashon Hara. Right? People will have their cliques when they speak about other people. At some points, if people want to be cliquey, it's fine, but to speak about other people and distance themselves more from the rest of Klai Yisrael is not helping anything. How are we going to be able to get the brachos of Hashem that we are hoping for once we're doing all these averis and we're getting accustomed to it? In fact, there's a curse on the Torah for those who speak Lashon Hara. It says, curses those who hit their friend in private. And that's referring to Lashon Hara. And this is based off Rashi over there in Devarim Kav Zayin. Aside for these curses, there's more on this topic of how we won't get the bracha and what detriment is caused by Lashon Hara. This avera is unlimited in how negatively and how negative it is. I sharma love shu kaifer baker. I refer to someone speaking Lashon Hara as a kaifer baker. Vamri shami depeya shinifrayim mina adam avizal ha'oven ba'olam hazav akirin kaimus la'olam haba. It's such a bad avera based off the shami and peya that one gets punished for it in this world and in the next. You know, based off the Svarim Makdashim, and I'm not talking about Zohar. You could see this way before Zohar. There are three main catalysts of one's mazel. So everyone wants mazel. People should be very careful, and that is to be a masmid in Torah. Whenever you have Yeshiva Das, how is your Asmana learning? Right? That's a big factor. Another factor is Kedusha. And the third factor is Lashon Hara. And obviously, if one's Amun is Torah, it's even greater. All these different chazalim that speak about Lashon Hara, if one reads all of them, what they say, one's hears will mamash come up. How scared he will be. Go, we'll start with that. Let's go.